we start today in Brisbane, and if the latest polls are accurate, Anastasia Palaszczuk is popular with Queensland voters, but her latest move isn't going to make her many friends south of the border. She's just announced that Queensland will remain shut to all of Victoria and the Greater Sydney region for the time being. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has long expressed her frustration at Queensland's reluctance to ease border restrictions. Our reporter Rachel Mealy is at Queensland State Parliament House. Rachel, good afternoon. This was a much anticipated announcement. What has the Queensland Premier had to say?
Well, you're right, Sally. The Queensland Premier has come under a lot of fire over this border closure policy, and today she's announced that Queensland will remain closed to Victoria and Greater Sydney. She says that she's taken advice from the Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeanette Young, and that concerns remain around community transmission in some parts of Sydney. She says she remains committed to the aspiration that families will be reunited by Christmas, but she said once again that she's taking the advice of the Chief Health Officer on this matter.
We have no community transmission in Queensland, and that's through the hard work of every single Queenslander, and I can't be more proud than what our state has done. Today, I just want to advise Queenslanders the following on the advice of Dr. Young. Victoria will be closed to Queensland. So that's step one, that remains closed, and that is a strong border decision. The other area we're announcing today is that in relation to New South Wales, Greater Sydney will remain closed to Queensland, and that is 32 local government areas.
That's the Queensland Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk. Rachel Mealy, why is Greater Sydney being treated as a hotspot?
Well, Sally, the Chief Health Officer says she's become concerned by some new cases that have emerged in Sydney in recent days. She says some of those cases remain a mystery and haven't been able to be linked to other known cases. Now, Dr. Young says she applies a rule where a border remains closed while there's any community transmission, and that there has to be no evidence of community transmission for 28 days before the border closure can be changed. Now, a critical change this time around is that Sydney residents who need to come to Queensland, perhaps for work or to visit family, can avoid hotel quarantine. They just have to spend 14 days outside of Sydney, which is still declared the hotspot, and that can be anywhere in regional New South Wales. Now, this is a big change because previously there has been a blanket ban on that. But Dr. Young says she's just not comfortable allowing free travel between Greater Sydney and Queensland until she sees that that community transmission disappears.
Yesterday they had four new cases, and one of those cases they could not link to any other known clusters. New South Wales put out an alert for six different sites across the city where they were concerned that transmission could have occurred. So I believe it's important that Queensland remain closed to those 32 LGAs in Sydney.
That's Dr. Jeanette Young. And Rachel, obviously all this is happening right before the election, which will take place tomorrow. Who's ahead in the polls at this stage?
Well, Sally, it's a very difficult election to call. Well, the best I can say is that it looks as though the Labor Party might be a nose in front from all the analysts that I've spoken to. The Electoral Commission says 1 million Queenslanders have already voted in this election, either in person or by postal votes. And that leaves 2 million plus people yet to vote when polls open tomorrow. And this border closure policy has played out very differently across the state. I've visited some marginal electorates during the campaign and asked people directly how they feel about the border closure policy, and it's been pretty positive, with many people who say they've been glad to be in Queensland inside that closed border. And of course all of this election campaign has been happening while the Victorian situation has been unfolding there, so that's sort of exemplified to Queenslanders why they feel so safe inside the border. But of course it has hit the tourism sector very hard, and businesses have been very critical of the border closure policy, and they've lost a lot of interstate tourism, particularly with New South Wales school holidays. They missed out on that whole period. So it has played out very differently across the state. Both the Labor incumbent government and the LNP opposition are hoping to win a majority in Parliament. A majority takes 47 seats out of the 93-seat Parliament. So at this stage, anything's up for grabs.
Thanks very much. That's our reporter in Brisbane, Rachel Mealy.